worden hier sehen.
Upon you today. Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only true God. And we just come to you and we worship you today. And we thank you that you came and you lived a sinless life. You died on the cross for our sins. You rose from the dead. And Lord, you and you alone give eternal life to those who believe in you and follow you. And Lord, that invitation is to all, Lord, you make that invitation to all. Sadly, many are deceived. Many still haven't chosen to follow you, Lord. They haven't decided to let go of their sin and the world and the darkness and the evil. Lord, we just pray that many eyes will be opened, that many lives and hearts will be touched. They will be convicted and convinced that you are the way and the truth and life, that you are the true Savior, the true Creator, the true and living God. And you are the only way to eternal life. We exalt you today, and we pray that you move in power by your Holy Spirit today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. I want to welcome everyone to Fire and Grace Church. And those of you out there watching and listening all over the United States, different parts of the world. Goodness, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, just all over the place. Brazil. It's just amazing that we can be in church today by this little technology all over the world. But we're going to get into something this morning. I've entitled today, Poisonous vaccines and VP Michelle. God forbid. But we're going to look at this today. We're going to get into some scriptures. I hope, of course, you know, I mentioned some of this a few weeks ago about in the coronavirus and the New World Order agenda, that message. On YouTube alone, over 10,000 views. It's quite amazing. People want to know the truth. And I'm just praying more and more people, their eyes will be opened. Because so many, listen, I'm really amazed that so many are still deceived by corrupt government institutions and the corrupt media that's pretty much owned now by five corporations. And, you know, if you're getting your information from CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS, you know, if that's where you get your information and you actually believe any of that is legitimate, now don't get me wrong, they mix some truth in with their bias and their lies and their agenda, but still, you cannot trust any of those news agencies. And even a lot of the times, I know I didn't mention Fox News, but Fox News as well, they're corrupted. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a few people every now and then that will tell the truth about something. I think Sean Hannity every now and then will get on the truth. Laura Ingraham will every now and then get on the truth. Tucker. And, you know, there was a guy, I can't remember the guy's name. Jordan, you might know it. The guy from CBS that actually did a true spot on Pizzagate. Swan, wasn't it Ben Swan or something like that, who worked for CBS? So what I'm saying is even a broken clock is right twice a day. And so every now and then, you know, the media does put out something that's actually true. The problem is that most of us don't have any critical thinking skills and we're not willing to look outside the box. And we've been brainwashed by this system for so many years that that's why you're running around wearing masks in your car or while you're alone. I mean, you are brainwashed if you're doing that. Okay, you're brainwashed by the media. You're brainwashed by these corrupted, infiltrated government institutions like the CDC and the FDA. These places have been infiltrated by bad actors for a long time, okay? And just back on the media again, if you're not familiar, if you've never heard of Operation Mockingbird, you might want to look into that. You might want to look into that and find out about the operation of bad actors in the CIA that infiltrated the news media for a long, long time. And, you know, what's his name on CNN? The guy we talked about, Anderson Cooper. I mean, we know. It's not even, you don't even have to go to a conspiracy theory website to find out that Anderson Cooper worked for the CIA. All right? But, I just marvel at the amount, at least half of our country is completely brainwashed by the media. Completely. They believe the mainstream media. And I want to say this. If you are any kind of a leader, if you're a pastor, if you're a city councilman, a mayor, if you're a governor, if I don't care what kind of leader, if you're in any type of church leadership, political leadership, corporate leadership, and you actually trust the mainstream media and you don't get that government institutions have been infiltrated by these people, by bad people with the satanic agenda, then it's time to wake up. You got to wake up. You've got to start looking and researching things and digging into things. You need to get out of the box and break free, or you're going to be led right into the mark of the beast. You got to hear this. Christians. The Christians right now that are still not going to their churches, the pastors that are still having drive-in services, it's time for you to snap out of believing Dr. Fauci or the CDC or any of these other government institutions. You don't understand. They're infiltrated. They've been infiltrated for a very long time. And if you don't understand that there are people in this world, there's basically three kinds of people. There's people who know what's going on. There's people who don't know what's going on. And then there's people who know what's going on and they're on the evil side of it. You hear me? Where are you in that? You better find yourself on the side of knowing what's going on and knowing how to separate yourself from it and distinguish between the lies and the deception and what is true. Because, listen, if you still think, and I'm just going to say something, if you out there listening to me today, if you still think vaccines are safe and effective, you are brainwashed by the media, by the government. You hear me? You have not done any research or study into this. Now, granted, you might just be ignorant because you haven't looked into it, but ignorance will still get you killed. That's why God said, Hosea 4:6, he made it very clear. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Who did he say? My people. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Pretty serious. And let me just tell you right now, vaccines are not safe and they are not effective. And the science is there to prove it. There are doctors and PhDs and MIT scientists that have been making this clear now for years. And yet there are still people, oh, give me a vaccine because I'm scared to death of the measles. Oh, we're all going to die from the mumps. Oh, let me inject aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and some other things into my children because I'm scared they might get some bumps on their face. It is time to wake up. Vaccines are poison. They are filled with poison. And you can look it up. Look, you can go type in. I did this morning. I did this yesterday. Just type in vaccine ingredients. And we're going to hear some of it today. Vaccine ingredients and go to the CDC website. All right, the corrupt CDC. And you can go to their website and they actually list the vaccines and what's in there. And you're going to see stuff like thimerosal, which is mercury, one of the most toxic chemicals to the brain of a human being that exists. Thimerosal, mercury. You're going to see stuff like aluminum, formaldehyde, which is a cancer-causing agent. You're going to see stuff like polysorbate 80. You're going to see glyphosate. You know what glyphosate is? Roundup. Weed killer. That's already been proven to be a cancer causing. You want to know why children, little children, have cancer? It's vaccines, folks. It's the junk that the DNA, the monkey, pig DNA, aborted baby DNA that's in this stuff that is doing this to kids. It's causing autism. It's causing all kind of neurological problems, even death, even SIDS. This is probably, let me tell you something, the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry is probably, this is probably one of the most evil things that's ever been perpetrated on the human race. And we still got people ready to line up for a COVID-19 vaccine. If you take a vaccine without researching what's in them, you are an absolute fool. And don't talk to me about saying, you shouldn't say fool, Dean. Listen, Jesus looked at the Pharisees and said, you are blind fools. You are blind fools. Go read it in Matthew 23. He said, you are blind fools. Ignorance is not going to be an excuse. How many parents, I've been studying this. Look, I've been studying this vaccine issue on and off in over 10 years now. It's when I really dug into it. 10 years ago, 2010, because
The FDA had said that the rotavirus vaccine was contaminated and had put that out to doctors that the rotavirus might be contaminated. It needed to be, they needed to suspend the use of it until they figured out what was going on. Even the FDA, our pediatrician, when Faith was 2 months old, knew this and did not tell us and gave the vaccine to her anyway. That was the last vaccine she's ever had or ever will have. Because that's when I finally started looking into it. And I found out all kinds of stuff. I found studies that happened like in Japan, for instance. Japan, and I can't remember the other country, it may have been Finland or Sweden or one of those countries over there in Europe. But I know it was Japan and possibly Finland. But I remember when they said they just decided to delay vaccinations until a child was 2 years old. The moment both of those countries delayed vaccinations until the child was 2 years old, their SIDS rate, sudden infant death syndrome, went down over 80%. When they reinstituted early vaccination, it went right back up through the roof again. These are facts that you can find out if you're willing to look beyond CNN, NBC, CBS, and the government. Because the government, now let me say this, government agencies will have these studies, but they'll have them on sheets of paper. You're going to see it in a minute. In the vaccine inserts, they'll have them on sheets of paper folded up in a little square that's about an inch big, and you open it up and it's like a poster, and the writing's so small you can't read it. You're going to see this. And the doctors say, if we took time to actually read all these, we wouldn't have time to treat anybody. He said, but they admit on them. What's in them? What they can do, the adverse effects, and yet they will tell you they're safe and effective. They'll tell you they can make your child mentally retarded, learning disabled, crippled. Look, I was talking to someone yesterday. If I said her name, a lot of you would know. Her mother, just a few years, this is a friend of ours. Her mother took the H1N1 vaccine and became, and it was, she had such a terrible reaction, she became a quadriplegic immediately following that vaccine. You hear me? The U.S. government, even though they made it, listen to this, they made it, the United States government made it where you cannot sue pharmaceutical companies over vaccine injuries. Right? And yet still $4 billion have been paid out for vaccine injuries. Don't tell me they don't exist, because they do exist. Now let's look at this. I want to look at some verses. That was my introduction. Good morning. They are poisoning us. They are maiming and killing people. I want to read a few verses here, and I want you to pay close attention to this, okay? There's three verses, three passages, I should say, we're going to read. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. All right, let's read it. Now the works of the flesh are manifest or revealed. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Now notice I've highlighted witchcraft, but we'll come back to that in a second. Hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now the word do there is a Greek word prasso, and it means to practice habitually. So what they're saying here is, if you do these things, the works of the flesh, if you practice these things habitually, you never repent, you never stop, you never say, God, it's sin, forgive me, I repent and turn away from it, Jesus, wash me, cleanse me, and stop practicing these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, this is a strong, this is a passage of scripture that ought to be on a big, fat plaque and put on the front door of every church in America, because we would have revival if folks just understood this. You're not going to heaven living in these sins as a lifestyle. Okay? But notice he says, sometimes we have to look up these words to fully grasp, because we say witchcraft and we think automatically some, you know, Wicca sitting there doing incantations and spells, and yeah, that's part of it. Or some Satanist in a pentagram cursing somebody, you know, with a destruction ritual or curse. That's part of it. But that's not all there is to it. Because this word in the Greek is pharmakia. Pharmakia. We're going to see that in a second. And you're going to see that the definition of it, medicine, poisons, potions. Oh, yeah, poison. Let's keep going here. Revelation 9, 20 through 21. This is at the sixth trumpet. When the sixth trumpet war happens, one third of mankind is killed. You'd think the world would be repenting, would be realizing, you know what? Judgment is upon us. Sin is upon us. We're reaping what we have sown. But no, what does it say here? And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication or their thefts. So the Lord is showing here, and notice that side by side there he said murders and sorceries. You see that? I'm going to tell you why, because these potions and these poisons, these medicines are killing people. But you see that? He said they won't repent. That's the stubbornness of evil men and women who won't repent. Let's go to another passage here. Revelation 18, 23. This is speaking about the judgment upon Mystery Babylon. And not just Mystery Babylon. We know Mystery Babylon is the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and it's really its influence and power and deception and error and idolatry and all of this stuff. It's spread all over the world. It's not just Rome. They've spread their filth and their heresy all over the world. So there's many aspects, many governments, many peoples that have been sucked into the Babylonian system, headed by the Vatican and the Jesuits. But here's what it says. This is talking about the judgment, when the judgment falls upon the Babylonian harlot, the system. It says here, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom, which is Jesus, and of the bride, the church, shall be heard no more at all in thee. You're finished. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. By your sorceries. The Babylonian system, the New World Order system that has infiltrated every government on the face of the earth, every health institution, the United Nations, is completely infiltrated by these Luciferian, satanic, Babylonian, New World Order people. You need to understand this. And it says, by their sorceries, all nations were deceived. Let's look at this. Let's look at this word. I want you to see it. Here's the Blue Letter Bible. The Blue Letter Bible takes into account multiple lexicons of either the Hebrew language of the Old Testament, the Aramaic, and also the Greek. Now, we're talking about New Testament passages right here. And so in those three passages that I just read, in Galatians 5, in Revelation 9, in Revelation 18, it uses this word sorceries or witchcraft as the word pharmakia. And pharmakia, if you look at the outline of biblical usage here, the use or the administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical arts often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it, metaphorically, the deceptions and seductions of idolatry. The Strong's concordance and Greek dictionary defines pharmakia as medication, pharmacy, i.e. magic, sorcery, witchcraft. The Thayer's Greek lexicon says the use or the administering of drugs, poisoning. Do you see that? And just in case you can't see that, let's zoom in. Do you see that? This is not Pastor Dean's opinion of the word witchcraft or sorceries. Pharmakia. Somebody say it with me. Pharmakia. There you go. I know, I said say it with me, and everybody just waits. Kind of does their own thing. All right. But medication, pharmacy. I mean, this is where we get our word. Pharmacy, pharmaceutical. Can I just go in and tell you? You say, well, Pastor Dean, is it all bad? No, of course there's drugs that have helped people. But how many of you have seen drug commercials lately? Got a problem with your elbow? Right? Start taking their drug for your sore elbow, and you can have anal oozing. Or death. I think I'll stick with sore elbow. Right? Just listen to the list. Suicidal thoughts or tendencies or actions. For Chantix, to stop smoking. I think I'd rather you smoke than be tempted to hang yourself or something. It's insane. And they don't even tell you all of them. Sometimes half the commercial are the side effects, the dangerous side effects. We are being poisoned because for two reasons. For two reasons, many drugs are bad. They are filled with bad ingredients for money and because there's evil people involved. You understand that? When you talk about just, for instance, the psychotropic drugs, and I did some of our Prophecy Quake shows on this years ago, but just psychotropic drugs, antidepressants, things to treat depression and bipolar and all this other stuff, just that aspect of the pharmaceutical industry, $300 billion a year. That's only one part of it. And those poisons, I mean, Harvard doctors have said the psychotropic drugs are basically doing chemical lobotomies and brain damage to people. But nobody listens. You know why? Because everybody listens to CNN and NBC and wicked, evil politicians that are taking money from the pharmaceutical companies. It's time to stop. Because you don't realize you're participating in witchcraft, sorcery. You hear me? Let's look at this again. Pharmakeia. The Bible translates those three passages I just read, and there's other ones. But the Bible translates the Greek word pharmakeia as poison, medicine, pharmaceutical poison. Better hear me? Now, let me ask you something. They start get ready to mandate another one of these pharmaceutical poisons. Are you going to line up? Yeah, a bunch of you will, because you're the blind following the blind. This is a long clip. I want everybody to watch it. Now, this is a documentary series that I just bought, and I'm working my way through. Like I said, I've been studying this subject for 10 years, and I've got multiple sources. This is just one of them. But this one's called The Truth About Vaccines 2020. It's like a 9-part video series, and each part's about 2 hours long. Okay? They interview in this doctor after doctor, MD after MD, MIT scientist, experts in the field, legal witnesses, attorneys. You hear me? This is not a conspiracy theory that you're being poisoned. Your children are being poisoned. This is not a conspiracy theory. This has been happening now for decades. And they know it. I saw the guy, the congressman, and I'll pull it up later on. But the congressman from 1973 to 2015, I can't remember the guy's name. He's got a nose like a pig. I can't remember his name. He's a Democrat from California. He's probably half pig, half man, something like that. He does. He's like, it's terrifying. Pig man, you know, from Seinfeld. But it's true. I mean, it's scary to see his picture. It's like, okay, did this guy was he in a car accident and have to have surgery or something? I don't know. But something's bad wrong. But he sponsored the bill, basically, that got passed in Congress and the Senate, the House and the Senate, signed into law by President Reagan, that said you can't sue pharmaceutical companies for vaccine injuries. I saw a picture of this guy before he retired. Guess who he was hanging out with? Fauci. Fauci and Pelosi. Like they were old buddies. Yeah, because they are. Exactly. Anyway, I want you to listen to this right here. This talks about the ingredients that I mentioned a minute ago. But I wanted you to hear it from doctors, pediatricians, MIT scientist, not just Pastor Dean this morning. Let's listen to this clip.
Talk about the way that vaccines are cultured, the substrates. I mean,
sure.
Just go into the details about that because many people are unaware.
Yeah, well, they'll use chicken embryos, monkey kidney tissue, renal tissue from dogs, animals like this, aborted fetal tissue. They, of course, have to neutralize these things with toxic chemicals like formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid. Sometimes other forms of antibiotics are utilized in the production, heavy metals to create an adjuvant kind of thing to aggravate the immune system so that they can use smaller amounts of the antigen that would produce what they're calling their holy grail, their antibody response. But it's an absolute nightmare because they haven't analyzed how it impacts other body systems in its entirety, much less multiple shots, multiple vaccines, all of the things that are in concert or the entire schedule.
You wouldn't allow the ingredients that are in those vials of vaccines to be put in your baby's bottle and let them consume them that way. You would have a conniption. You know, you're seeking out glass bottles.
If you allowed it, you'd be thrown in jail.
You'd be thrown in jail. If I babysat your child and I put all those ingredients and or just empty the vaccine vials into your baby's bottle and fed them that, you would probably beat me up, but you'd for sure have me thrown in jail. And I would go to jail for doing such a thing. Your baby, ironically, would actually have a small chance of clearing quite a bit of that out through their digestive tract. But these same parents who would never allow their children to ingest those vaccine ingredients are allowing someone in whom they have put their blind trust, someone in a white coat, to inject those same ingredients, inject into their baby multiple shots at one time. We're up to some office appointments now involve 8 syringes with 13 to 14 vaccines. Just that a doctor would do that. There's no medicine that a doctor would hopefully give 14 medicines at once, and your baby would never in the real world contract 14 diseases at once.
In 2005, the FDA put out a report about the contaminants of foreign DNA in vaccines. And they said in their presentation, we do not know if any of the contaminants that we know exist in vaccines from foreign DNA will lead to the development of any event. And they left it as an event because they didn't know what event that would lead to, whether a takeover of the DNA in the body, cancer, cell death, inflammation. They had no idea. But in 2005, admitting that there are foreign DNA particles in vaccines that are unavoidably in there, they said, we don't know if any of these foreign DNA particles can lead to an event.
What's Tytron X100? Dow chemical. It's a Dow chemical surfactant in your household cleaner, in your industrial cleaner, in your paint. It's in your pesticides, Ty. It's a surfactant. And that's in your flu shot. And here's the thing. I don't care this whole concept of parts per billion. It doesn't make sense to me. If it's a toxic chemical, it's a toxic chemical. These chemicals, we know, formaldehyde was in that flu shot ingredient list that my buddy shared with me. We know formaldehyde, according to the National Institute of Health, can cause cancer.
If you look at package inserts for pharmaceutical products, they're usually, you know, they're folded up nice and small on very thin paper, and they're usually about this big, tiny print, both sides, and hidden somewhere in that maze of tiny print that you can't quite read would be the actual ingredients in the product, whether it's a vaccine or a medication you're taking. And somewhere in there is this long list of potential side effects, right? And as a physician, if you were, every time you wrote a prescription, if you were to stop and go through all of that, well, you might as well close your doors. There is not enough time in the day to do that level of informed consent.
Let's take two people. One person, person A, let's say, strong immune system, can respond to an infection, can respond to the presence of a virus and build their own antibodies, right? Person A. Now let's say there's person Z, immunosuppressed, living on junk food, vitamin D deficient, gets sick every winter, thinks they need a vaccine, all right? Now, person A, remember, strong response. Do they need a vaccine against the flu? The answer is no, because if they're exposed to the flu, they're going to immunize themselves, right? So, because they have a strong response. Person Z, if they get the vaccine, does it work? The answer is no, because they can't have a response to it. The vaccine fails on the person who could theoretically benefit from it, and the vaccine is not needed on the person who doesn't need it because they have their own immune building system. So what do the vaccine companies do? They add chemicals to the vaccine, thinking about person Z. They say, this vaccine doesn't have a strong enough response. So we're going to add these toxic inflammatory chemicals, these adjuvants, as they're called. Toxic, should never be injected, right, into anybody. They add those to cause an inflammatory response, to try to get that person's body to respond to that vaccine injection. And that is where a lot of the hazard comes from. That's where you get epilepsy, you get seizures, you get people put into comas, you get autism. It's because of the toxic chemicals.
Nobody questions whether vaccines contain toxic chemicals or not. The real debate is whether or not the toxic chemicals are contained in large enough quantities to actually injure the person.
But certainly there is injury. The Supreme Court has stated that there's injury. There's been a lot of money that's been awarded in lawsuits, $3.6 billion. And there are codes in the actual, as a medical doctor, we use diagnosis codes called International Classification of Disease, or it's actually International Statistical Classification of Disease. And we just transitioned from something called ICD-9 to ICD-10. But in ICD-9 codes, there's 18 different codes that specifically define vaccine injury. Nines, if someone wanted to Google them and look them up, they would type in ICD-9 and look at 978. And 979, and each of those ICD-9 codes have subclassifications 9 each, discussing the different injuries that are created by vaccines. So clearly, if there was no injury from vaccines, there would be no need to have an ICD-9 code. I mean, why would you create it? You know, why would you put that in your coding system if there were no vaccine injuries? The classification system defines it and says, here they are. Here's the 18 different injuries that we're going to list that you can give the patient as a diagnosis when they come in to see you.
Dr. Sawney mentioned ICD-9 codes, specifically 978 and 979, each of which have 9 vaccines that they cover, totaling 18 vaccines that have diagnostic codes. You can see them on the screen right now. Many vaccines contain formaldehyde and Tryton X100, both of which are known to cause cancer. Now, formaldehyde can be broken down when we eat it, but it can remain in its whole form when injected. According to the American Cancer Society, the types of cancer common among children, such as leukemia, are the types most closely associated with formaldehyde. The CDC's position is that formaldehyde is contained in such small doses in vaccines that it doesn't threaten human health. However, there's a conspicuous lack of research into the effects of formaldehyde exposure through multiple vaccines in pediatric populations. Given that infants and small children possess a much greater sensitivity to toxins compared to adults, and that formaldehyde is introduced to children through vaccinations containing a host of other toxic ingredients, shouldn't the CDC do some research and reevaluate its use in vaccines? Monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG, has been used as a food additive for over a century, but now it's also an ingredient in some vaccines. Dr. Russell Blaylock notes that MSG is classified as an excitotoxin, or a compound which overstimulates cell receptors to such an extent that the cell ceases to function normally, resulting in damage to nerve cells and contributing to seizures.
Vaccines are grown in a substrate. Some people, a substrate would be a petri dish. It's basically a medium that the vaccine can be grown in. So there's viral vaccines, there's bacterial vaccines, and the vaccines can be grown in human as well as animal tissue, basically animal and human living tissue. Some examples are chicken fibroblasts and embryos, chicken retinal and kidney cells, monkey and dog kidney cells, human embryonic tissue, lung tissue specifically, the fibroblasts found in aborted human fetal tissue, as well as monkey brain tissue. And there's others, but these are some of the more common substrates that live vaccines are grown in living cells. The problem is that now we're finding that these substrates also contain other harmful additives like glyphosate. So glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is a pesticide, herbicide pesticide made by Monsanto, is making its way into the vaccines as well. So, you know, we spray glyphosate ubiquitously, you know, almost on so many food products that they're actually finding their way into the vaccine. So when you're getting injected with a vaccine, you know, we're typically worried about things like thimerosal, mercury, phenols, other chemicals, glycols, ethylene glycols, basically antifreeze, but also glyphosate. So in 2015, the World Health Organization actually declared glyphosate to be a probable carcinogen, okay? So it's probably a carcinogen, and it's being injected into your body when you get a vaccine. So in effect, you know, injecting a vaccine into someone's body that is contaminated with a probable carcinogen, glyphosate, probably deserves some congressional investigation in terms of its safety.
My son Bryce and I recently took a trip to Washington, D.C., and we sat in meetings with senators and members of the House of Representatives that are attempting to sponsor legislation to look into vaccine safety. Dr. Sani mentioned glyphosate specifically. Here's MIT scientist Stephanie Seneff discussing this important issue.
The glyphosate is a sleeper because its toxicity is insidious and accumulative, and so it slowly erodes your health over time. But it works synergistically with the vaccines. This is what I'm finding, and this is what I believe. And particular because glyphosate opens up the barriers. It opens up the gut barrier, and it opens up the brain barrier. The brain has usually a very secure barrier that keeps toxins out, but the glyphosate messes that up. And as a consequence, those things that are in the vaccines get into the brain, whereas they wouldn't if you didn't have all the glyphosate exposure from the food. So the children who have sort of the leaky gut and they have the sensitivities to foods, they have gluten intolerance, you know, those kids are the ones that are especially vulnerable to damage from the vaccines because those are all indicators of glyphosate poisoning, and they're also indicators of leaky gut, and leaky gut is an indicator of leaky brain. So the poor child is getting these vaccines and this stuff is going into the brain and is causing neurological damage.
Something is happening to the brains of our children that is exciting, igniting, inflaming, irritating, agitating, and interfering with the proper sequencing of how the nerve cells sequence, develop, and proceed towards normal brain development. Speech delay is not a given. Learning disability is not a given. Low tone, weak muscles, lack of coordination, not sitting still, not focusing, not paying attention. These are not things that are a given. They are only happening because something is irritating, inflaming, agitating the brain and interfering with the way in which the brain is supposed to properly, sequentially develop.
There's a consensus in the scientific community that something is happening to the brains of our children. A surfactant is a compound that reduces the surface tension and increases the solubility between two liquids that would normally be unable to dissolve together, like oil and water. In vaccines, polysorbate 80 acts as an emulsifier to disperse all the other ingredients evenly within the liquid. Let's listen to medical doctors Tony Bark and Larry Pilevsky.
We use polysorbate, which the other name is Tween 80, to open the blood-brain barrier when giving chemotherapy for brain cancer, right? We know it opens tight junctions, desmosomes, or the blood-brain barrier, or the gut barrier. They're all the same, but the scientific or medical name for these things are tight junctions or desmosomes.
So what we have is a lot of people who are espousing what other people tell them. But if I presented my medical research around vaccines to my colleagues in medicine, they would be ashamed of themselves because they would never know that the aluminum in vaccines is not the same aluminum that you ingest or inhale. That the aluminum in vaccines is in such a structure that it can easily pass into the brain and bring with it viruses and bacteria. That the emulsifiers in vaccines, called polysorbate 80, are used by the pharmaceutical industry to get drugs to pass into the brain across the blood-brain barrier. But they're also in vaccines. And they also attach really strongly to aluminum. So as an adjuvant, aluminum has a kind of structure that binds tightly to the bacteria and the viruses. And then the polysorbate 80, the emulsifier, binds really tightly to the aluminum and to the bacteria and viruses and can walk into the brain the way a ghost can go through a wall. The pharmaceutical industry uses particles like aluminum that are in vaccines to attach to drugs, to get them to go across the blood-brain barrier, because drugs don't go across the blood-brain barrier otherwise. And then the pharmaceutical industry uses an emulsifier like polysorbate 80 to attach to the nanoparticle, that aluminum-type particle that is bound to the drug, to increase the entry of that drug into the brain 20-fold. That same technology that the pharmaceutical industry uses to enhance delivery of drugs across the blood-brain barrier into the brain is the same technology in vaccines. So, knowing that science, the question has to be asked, do vaccine materials enter the brain? No studies. Are vaccine materials supposed to get into the brain? No. If vaccine materials get into the brain, what happens? 1 in 6 children with neurodevelopmental disabilities, 1 in 50 with autism, 1 in 10 with ADHD, 1 in 20 below the age of 5 with seizures. Until proven otherwise. In 2011, there was a study published that surveyed over 91,000 children that showed that 54% of those children had at least 1 of 20 chronic illness. Now, here we are in 2016. I started medical school in 1983. These were not the data we were seeing.
Dr. Pilevsky.
Okay. There's so much in this, but still, I wanted you to see just a little bit of the doctors and the MIT scientists talking about these things. And again, things that like, oh, you know, polysorbate 80 is in ice cream, a lot of ice cream, right? But they're talking about the difference between ingesting something and it going through your digestive system, which I still think is probably not a good idea. But injecting it directly into your bloodstream where it's not being broken down at all by any of your digestive system is pretty stupid, pretty dangerous. There's another short clip I want you to see because I want you to see the legal definition that the United States Supreme Court put on vaccines, the legal definition. You're going to get, actually, if you don't get upset by this, something's wrong with you, okay? Here it is. This one's a short clip here.
Something is interfering with the normal neurosequencing of brain development. Because when babies are born, their brain is not developed. When babies are born, they have more nerve cells than their brains need. And it's through life experience that the tracks are laid down to create the proper sequencing of muscular development, speech development, cognitive development, and emotional development. Something is interfering with the proper sequence of those steps. Something is getting in the way of the brain developing properly. No one is asking the question, why? Why are so many kids having an interference of the proper sequencing of brain development? Why, as of January 2016, are we seeing one out of every 20 children under the age of 5 with a seizure disorder?
Yeah, I believe that it's clear that the vaccines were the beginning of my downward spiral in my health, which became, you know, sort of a lifelong issue as far as bronchial asthma, as well as other health issues that emerged. So it was a very personal journey for me and advocacy, because I wanted to see, is the literature supporting the view that there are this many adverse effects that could occur? And it turned out, after spending 10 years looking at the research, I've got all of it on my website, there's actually over 200 adverse health effects that have been documented caused by vaccines in the schedule today.
VAERS. That's the acronym for Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. The name itself implies that vaccines are not totally safe because of the fact that there are admitted adverse reactions. After the legislation was passed that exempted vaccine manufacturers from liability, there was still a small loophole in the law that allowed for manufacturers to be sued. But even that small loophole was closed in 2011 with a Supreme Court decision.
You could still sue a manufacturer if you could show the manufacturer could have made a safer vaccine. In 2011, a case went to the Supreme Court, Brucewitz versus Wyeth. It was a DPT vaccine injury case. And the lawyers representing the pharmaceutical industry, government, and medical trade convinced the Supreme Court that there should be no liability at all for the pharmaceutical industry when it comes to vaccines that are licensed by the FDA as safe and effective. The Supreme Court majority, with two dissents, Justices Sotomayor and Ginsburg dissented. The Supreme Court said vaccines are unavoidably unsafe and there shall be no more lawsuits against any vaccine company.
So legally, they're classified as unavoidably unsafe. That's their legal classification. And when I say that in court in these state, you know, cases that I have, which are not injury, obviously that's federal court. Okay. The judges always stop me and go, what? What did you say? Right, repeat that, yeah. Repeat that. And I'm like, they're legally classified as unavoidably unsafe, Your Honor. And then they're like, whoa, wait a minute.
So today, if you or your child are injured by a vaccine or your child dies from a vaccine, you cannot hold anyone accountable in a civil court of law. Anyone who makes and sells the vaccine, who regulates the vaccine, and who makes policy for the vaccine, who votes to mandate for the vaccine, or who gives the vaccine. The only one who's left with any responsibility of what happens to a child after that child's injured by a vaccine is the parent.
And then the stories are just one horror story after another. It's very sad. But can you believe that the United States Supreme Court has stated legally vaccines are unavoidably unsafe? Think about that. And yet they said in the same breath, you cannot hold any other companies liable. So basically, pharmaceutical companies, when it comes to vaccines, could do whatever they want. They can put anything in there. They can put rat poison, kill a bunch of people, and nobody gets sued. Nobody goes to jail. You want to know why? Because the vaccine companies, the pharmaceutical companies, are paying these judges and congressmen and senators and presidential candidates and governors. And doctors. Oh, just the part of the doctors. You know, they talk about this in here. The one doctor there, the one with the glasses that was talking a lot about the brain, he said that he graduated medical school in 1983 and that it wasn't until 1998 that a parent came up to him and said, "Doctor, do you know that there's mercury in vaccines?" He said, "No, I didn't." He said, instead of just dismissing that like most doctors do, because they don't listen to their patients at all, he said he went and started looking into it. Why is mercury a neurotoxin? Why is that in vaccines? And that started his journey. But think about it. He did not know. And then he talks about in another part of this series, he talks about how in medical school, they told them nothing except follow the CDC guidelines, push the vaccines on people, on parents, tell them they're safe and effective. He said, this is what doctors do, what particularly pediatricians. And I know this because when in 2010, Faith was born in January of 2010, so she's 2 months. When I go back to the doctor and I start going through these studies by Japan, Finland, Sweden, by some of our doctors here, when I start going through some of this stuff with her, she goes, "We should just do what the government, the CDC says." I said, "So the government, we just trust the government, blindly trust the government." I said, "The government's never lied, right? Politicians never lied." She goes, she's stuttering, right? And I'm going through all this stuff. This is what our pediatrician told us in 2010 after I went through all this stuff with her, all these studies, all this stuff I had memorized at the time. She said, "Well, obviously you know more about this than I do." I'm like, "Oh, my God. How? You're pushing this stuff and you know nothing about it." Now, granted, I understand that there are doctors completely ignorant to this, and they have not studied it, they have not researched it, they don't go beyond what the CDC or the FDA or the government tells them or the American Pediatric Association or whatever. They don't go past anything like that. They just trust the government. Good little Nazis, following orders. But if you're a pediatrician treating children, and you don't know what you're pumping into them, and you don't know the possible side effects and dangers, and you don't warn parents of that, you're a criminal. And you know what these pediatricians are doing now on top of this is if you choose not to vaccinate or you choose to at least wait, delay vaccination, then they'll tell you, "You can't come to our practice. You can't. You're out." They'll throw you out. And one of these the pediatrician in Oregon on this video says that should be illegal. That's what should be illegal. Since when do you not have a choice what poison you want shot into your body or your child's body? But see, that's where they're trying to go with this. No choice. Let's look at what's going on here. You guys need to understand there is a satanic evil agenda. It's both satanic driven, devil driven, Satan Luciferian driven, but it's also money driven, greed driven. But I want you to look at this. Here is United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres unveils COVID-19 global vaccination panel headed up by Emmanuel Macron. Goodness, the guy that's, I guess he's interviewing, he's trying to, the French president is, it seems like, is trying to push his way into be the Antichrist. But you think about it, headed by the Emmanuel Macron and Melinda Gates. Worldwide, they want 7 billion doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. It's basically a virus they created and bioterrorism attacked us with that wasn't quite as lethal as they wanted it to be. Because the kill rate on it is 0.03% in places, 0.01% in other places. The flu has, the normal flu has a more of a kill rate than this. Yet somehow this thing has taken over because of the media and because of these corrupt people like Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci and the CDC and the FDA and even the VA jumped in this. Because, see, there's a cure for this COVID-19. There's an absolute cure. We talked about it a few weeks ago. And the media and certain little government entities are trying everything they can do to crush that truth. Because it's not a vaccine. And they can't make money off of something that's not new and not a vaccine. But see, what I'm troubled with is for them to push this, for Bill and Melinda Gates, for the corrupt deep state Dr. Fauci, for the United Nations and Macron, for them to push this so hard makes me very concerned as to what's going to be in this one. I'm very concerned about this. And how many of you know, guess what, you guys need to know this in the United States anyway, this is that the United States federal government cannot mandate or make anyone take a vaccine. You know that. Because that power and that authority has not been given them by the Constitution of the United States. That is all done on the state level. That's why you see these crazy governors. Trump, when he made these recommendations of stuff to do to slow the spread of this, he just made recommendations. He said it's up to the governors. Why did he do that? Because he knew that constitutionally he cannot shut down any state. That is completely up to the governors. It's coming. And let me just say this. The mandatory COVID-19 vaccine, it's just one breath away from the mandated, implanted mark of the beast. They will be connected to one another. They might even end up being one and the same. I mean, think about it. If all the workplaces say, you know what, if you don't have the COVID-19 vaccine, you can't work here. There'll be churches that'll go, if you don't have the COVID-19 vaccine, you can't go to church here. Yeah, I know. They're all still, all the church parking lots are still vacant in town. God help us. Let's keep going here. It gets more troubling as we move along. Bill Gates says COVID-19 vaccine ready. 12 months, will devote entire $40 billion foundation endowment to fulfill dream of global vaccinations. This is the same man, we played it a few weeks ago, who said we must lower the population of the world through vaccines. I mean, you really want a guy who says he wants to lower the population of the world making a vaccine mandated for you, making it and mandating it. Unbelievable. $40 billion. Give his total attention to it. Yeah. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spending millions creating human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccine mark with data storage. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Will this be the mark of the beast? Will they demand you have this mark or you won't be able to do anything in society? It's getting to that point. We shall see what they try to do with this. But as Americans, I don't care, Canadians, now you're crazy Trudeau. I mean, he's already trying to take everybody's gun now. He wants to take up everybody's gun so he can mandate the vaccine and mandate the mark, I guess. Trudeau is bad news. I don't know how Canadians, how could Canadians vote in Trudeau? I don't understand. I guess they say the same thing. How did we ever have Obama? I don't know. Sometimes I think Canadians should be smarter than Americans. But no. Right? But here's what's troubling. And Trump better get off this train quick, or he may lose the election. This is not a game anymore. Now, I went back, and let me just say this before we look at this. I went back to Trump's tweets. I looked at Twitter myself. And I went back to tweets from Trump in 2012, 13, 14. He was clearly saying that this vaccination schedule, this mass vaccination, that this was causing autism, that there was bad stuff in these vaccines. He was taking a stand about it. He was saying at the time, he's like, I'm not totally against it, but something's wrong. We need to do something different. This is definitely destroying people's lives and children. And so a lot of people knew that about him when they voted for him this go around. But I don't know what in the world he's doing right now with this. I don't know if this little Nazi's got some kind of spell over him, little Nazi Fauci Nazi. Little Jesuit, little, he's like one of a little evil gremlin. What was the evil gremlin? That's what he reminds me of, the evil one. I can't remember. In Gremlins. Oh God, that look right there, I'd slap it off that look off his face right as I fired him. Trump announces Operation Warp Speed to rush coronavirus vaccine into production in unprecedented move to vaccinate every American. Now, let me tell you right now, I believe God put Trump in there, but I've said it from the day one. I don't agree with him on everything he does, but if he goes down this road, he will lose part of his base that he actually needs to win. He better get off of this train right here quickly. Pray for him. Now, maybe there's part of him that thinks, okay, we can come up with something good. Maybe the intentions are good. But this, I'm going to tell you, Fauci and Bill Gates and the deep state that are involved in our CDC and these other agencies, and even in the health, healthcare world, it's infiltrated by evil people. But I can tell you right now, if Trump or any other president or governor tries to mandate vaccines, you're going to see an uproar in this country like you have never seen before. You think that we're in an uproar right now over governors shutting down states' economies. Wait till they tell you got to pump this poison into all of your family and your children. And no. We will go to war. It will not happen. You will not just line us up and pump your poison into us. We're not going to do it. And there's millions upon millions upon millions of Americans that are awake to this that are going to say, no, we will not do this. It's going to get ugly if they push this. It's going to get real ugly. Now, here's what's even more scary. If Trump blows this and loses, because, yes, I do believe that votes still count. I know most of you truthers out there don't understand that. You still think that somehow they've corrupted every single state, Secretary of State, and every single state in the country. But no, not everyone. But look at here. Now, I talked about this. I talked about this even several years ago. I thought even in 2016 that they might run Michelle Obama or Oprah. I was talking about them getting in the race. Now, we all know, look, Joe Biden is slipping completely into dementia. I mean, he or Alzheimer's, something is wrong with him. And I'm not joking, I'm not trying to be funny. Something is seriously wrong with this man and his brain. Maybe it's just old age. Maybe he's finally reaping all the evil he has sowed. Maybe they're poisoning him slowly. I don't know. But they're using him because he has so many years in politics, and then he was vice president for 8 years. And let me tell you, if he picks Michelle Obama to be his running mate, you're looking, whoever is the running mate of Joe Biden, if they win, will be the president of the United States. You hear me? Now let me ask you, if Trump is feeling the pressure and beginning to bend to the pressure, what do you think a Joe Biden, Michelle Obama presidency administration will look like for America? They're going to try to finish what Barack did for 8 years, what he set up. I'm telling you, this right here ought to, if nothing else, puts the fear of God in you to make you get on your knees and start praying and fasting like you never have before, crying out to Jesus for mercy and power and a miracle. This one better, because we don't need Michael as president. I think Michael will make Barack look like he was a sweetheart. Mr. Drone Strike himself. It's serious, y'all. This is serious. This whole thing was designed to destroy the economy, to take Trump down, and to either get him to bend to the pressure or actually fall apart and lose. And let me tell you, the media is doing their job to push it. And the fact that we have so many brainwashed Americans that still listen to the New York Times and the Washington Post and Yahoo News and MSN News and CNN, I'm really beginning to be concerned what may happen in just a few months. Because I can tell you this, one thing is for sure, if Trump loses re-election and Biden and Obama or whoever wins and takes over, if the Democrats take over, folks, we will move. It won't be warp speed toward a vaccine. It's going to be warp speed toward the Great Tribulation in America. And you're not getting raptured out of here. So it's time to pray, folks. We talk about it. Christians are the worst. about saying, I'll pray for you, and they don't pray. Oh, yes, I'll pray for you. You're in my prayers, and they don't pray at all. You better snap out of that one right there. You better start praying. You better get on your knees. You better start crying out to God for mercy. You better start crying out to God for miracles. You better start crying out to God for our leaders of this country and these people, and for these corrupt people to be exposed, and for God to raise up godly leaders. And you say, well, Pastor Dean, it's going to happen. The Bible says it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So just wait. Just lay down and wait for it. No. You don't do that. You know, you fight. You fight until they make it where you can't fight anymore. That's what they do. That's what they want us to lay down. Oh, it's just going to happen. No. Yeah, there are things going to happen we can't stop. But there's a lot of things we can stop. And there's a lot of people we can help snatch out of that in the process by giving them the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of Bible prophecy and the truth of what's going on right now. I mean, this is just a little introduction on vaccines. Really dig into it. What are you going to find? Poison. Why would they do that? Why would they put mercury and aluminum in a vaccine? When aluminum is known. Look, there was an accident. I wrote about it in the Polluted Church. There was an accident in Europe years ago where a guy delivering aluminum, and not like the solid metal, like the liquid, he was delivering this to a water plant for something and put the stuff in the wrong pipe and polluted an entire town's water supply with aluminum. And the stuff that it did, it brought Alzheimer's and all kind of neurological problems to people who drank that water polluted with aluminum. They know that high levels of aluminum in the brain are closely related to autistic and neurological problems. What person who is not evil, what person in their right mind would put aluminum in something you're going to inject children with? Or mercury. We need it as a preservative. Oh, it's a financial decision. We got to preserve the vaccines, so we're going to put mercury in them. I remember when we were kids, you didn't see autism, not like now. It's unreal. It's so evil. But it is witchcraft. It is sorcery. You hear me? God says that those who practice it will not inherit the kingdom of God. These people are in big trouble. These pharmaceutical companies, these sales reps, these politicians that have pushed this stuff, I don't care if it's out of ignorance, it's still evil. What's scary is the ones who really know the truth, like Fauci. He knows. Bill Gates, they know. Bill Gates, one of his vaccine experiments, sterilized a bunch of people, a bunch of women in Africa. Sterilized them. Because why? He wants to lower the population. So maybe there's some hidden stuff in there just to sterilize people so they can't have children. I've never seen in my life more people who can't have children until these latter years. And when did all of this stuff kick in? Oh, in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, it just went. Whoo. I mean, think about this. What is the total number of vaccinations that a child will have now? It's like what, 60? When I was a kid, it was like 13. And before that, it was even less. Oh, but didn't vaccines eradicate polio? And all? No, 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 it didn't. You know what's amazing is and of course the press, of course, trying to crush this truth. But Sweden, during this COVID-19 outbreak, they didn't shut down. They didn't shut down anything. Here's what they said. Because sometimes you got to love people that are just honest and practical, right? You know what? We told people if you feel like you're a vulnerable person, then you stay home. You choose. But we're not shutting down our economy because our people need to be exposed to this because we need immunity across the board. So we need people to be exposed to it. I mean, these people act like they're going to eradicate every virus, bacteria, or something that might kill someone. Oh, somebody might die. But they sure don't mind. Most of these that are running around, oh, somebody might die from COVID-19. They're pro-abortion. Something is wrong with that kind of brain. Maybe they've had too many vaccines. Oh, you got to wear your mask. Somebody, you might kill somebody because with COVID-19. But let me check the box for the politician that wants to keep killing babies. Yeah, my body, my choice. That's going to go out the window, isn't it? No. You better know it's coming. You better start preparing and make up your mind what you're going to do. As for me and my house, they shall not. I'm going to make Dean's Ten Commandments for my house. One of them is thou shalt not stick any needle in my arm or my family's arm with your poison in it or your nanoparticles or anything else you want to pump into my family. You're not allowed to poison me. Time to rise up, folks. 72 vaccines. I'm sorry. I was a little off. 72 vaccines. And they want to add more. By the age of 18, 72 vaccines. You know, I remember, and this was terrifying. I remember now, and I know what it is now. I was a little kid. I was, let's see, my sister Jennifer was born. I'm 7 years older than her, so I was seven, so probably around the time she was one, from the time she was walking, toddling around, and maybe even before that, I remember my sister, after she started having vaccines, started having convulsions. And her convulsions would be so bad that she would stop breathing. I remember as a child the ambulance coming to my house multiple times. I remember my dad picking up Jennifer and giving her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation while he's running to the car so my granddad could take them to the hospital because she's not breathing. And I remember this over and over and over again with myself. It is the grace of God. It is the miracle of Jesus. It is because of the prayers of my great-grandmother and my great-aunts and the Christians that were around us that were praying in the name of Jesus for God to have mercy on Jennifer. I don't believe Jennifer should have even lived and much less, or at least been damaged by it. It's a miracle that she does not have, some form of autism or some kind of learning disability or some kind of serious problem. But I remember that. And now I know it was the vaccines, because I remember when she came home and I held her. She was perfectly healthy. None of that started until they started sticking her. It's we live in a sick, evil world that would do that to kids. And I've said for years, I didn't even know, and you guys can ask Nancy, I have said for years that I believed that the reason we were seeing so many kids, little kids. Listen, when I was a pastor in a church in Montgomery, Alabama, I had a family start coming to our church who had like a 4-year-old child who died of leukemia. And it's a long story about what happened in that whole battle. But I remember that was, it was so horrible. And I remember going, why are these kids, how does a 3-year-old get cancer? They're not chain smokers. How does a 4-year-old die of leukemia? Oh, it's genetic. No, it's not. No, it's not. They pump them full of monkey DNA and other human DNA, formaldehyde. And then I come across this documentary, and they say formaldehyde causes cancer, and formaldehyde is in vaccines, and it's the same kind of cancer that's found in children. This is so evil. Well, Pastor, I can hear it now. You're a conspiracy theorist. Whatever. Whatever. Go ahead. Keep on believing that. Go ahead. Keep on pumping your kids full of it. There are parents right now. That woman you saw a minute ago with the blonde hair, she got a 22-year-old son that has the mental capacity of a 5-year-old. He's 22. She starts crying. She said, if I had one do-over in life, I would not have vaccinated my son. Because the moment he got the vaccines, he was fine. The moment he started getting the vaccines, perfectly healthy kids, talking, walking. They get a certain vaccine or a number of them, or it finally enough of them build up in their system, enough of these toxins, and then all of a sudden they can't talk, they can't walk. You want to tell me that's not evil? No, that's evil. That's evil. That's satanic darkness. That's so evil. That's why there's going to, those of you out there that don't believe in hell, let me tell you, this is the reason there's a hell. Because these people that have just tried to make money, or they've had an evil satanic agenda to try to control us, and they have done this to children for decades and decades and decades. Are they knowing that this stuff causes sudden infant death syndrome? How many parents have had their hearts and lives broken apart, torn apart, because their child died laying in the bed and they've blamed themselves and not known why? Evil. So don't tell me there's nothing to it. It's not serious. You know, the concept, and we can talk about this, the concept of a vaccine, you know, back when it first started was, take a little bit of the actual virus and scratch it, get it on the skin, and let your immune system rise up and attack that little spot, and maybe that builds some immunity. And maybe, you know what, that was somewhat safe, but that's not the way it is anymore. No, big companies, and some of these big companies, their owners are these people who worship Satan. And you think they don't count these deaths as ritual sacrifices to the devil? You better snap out of it. Let's stand. This is serious. Let's pray. And I want to do that God's unchanging hand before we leave this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come to you today, and we just pray, Lord, that you will begin to wake up people all over this country, Lord, around the world, at the satanic evil plot that is against mankind. It's not just vaccines, but that's one area. But they have all kinds of plans to bring evil, biological warfare, psychological warfare. The media is nothing but a brainwashing machine. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to wake up, especially Christians, the church, that's still sucking the bottle of the government and the media. Lord, we pray that there will be an awakening, a revival, an uprising, a revival of truth, a revival of, Lord, the warrior spirit, Lord, that people would rise up and become warriors, that they would stand for the truth, that they would speak against this evil, that they would take a stand and not allow it to just roll over them like a steamroller. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for there to be a revival, especially in the churches. The churches, Lord, I'm embarrassed by the churches in this city. They hate and mock us because we stand and preach and talk about these things, and then they lay down. They lay down for this government, media, hyped nonsense that's violating their biblical command to not forsake the assembling of themselves together. And then here in America, our First Amendment constitutional right to assemble. And they've let themselves get in fear over a virus when our God is the creator and the healer and the deliverer, the supernatural God who went about healing good. And the media mocks the Christians. It talks about God can heal, God can protect, God can deliver us. That the name of Jesus brings healing and deliverance. This is where it's going. So, Lord, I pray for your people to be strong, to rise up, to wake up, to start looking at truth and researching things outside of their little box before it's too late. Lord, we turn to you, and I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all listen, stay, and do this song with us. You need it this morning. Some of you need this one.
Not in this world's vain riches, which so rapidly decay. Seek to gain a home in heaven, it will never fade away. Hold to God's unchanging hand, hold to God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal, and hold to God's unchanging hand. And him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If thy earthly friends forsake you, still more closely to him cling. Hold to God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Give your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave. Whatsoever years may bring, and if your earth's godly friends forsake you. Still more closely to him cling.
Come on.
Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Yeah.